Elena J. Weiner, Associate Editor of SearchOracle.com, with Floyd Peter, Executive Vice President of Products and Strategy with EIS Technologies. We're going to talk about the upcoming Collaborate conference. Do you have a few minutes, Floyd?
I do, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. What are some exciting new Oracle applications that you think are likely to be announced during this conference?
Wow, I think we may hear, and I'm speculating, okay? Let's be clear, speculating.
You are totally allowed to speculate.
I think we may hear a pre-release on Oracle EBS 12.2. It would not surprise me if we heard at least some rumblings, if not an announcement, about the new version of the database, which I believe is going to be called Oracle 12c. The cool thing about that is that you have multiple data containers for a single database instance. I think we'll hear more about Endeca, which is a company Oracle bought last year, and they're doing very creative things with the Endeca product. And I think we'll hear more about how Endeca is going to be baked into the applications. I think we'll hear some interesting things about Oracle Enterprise Manager as well. Not necessarily a new product, but new plugins for that product. Those are the things I'm looking for. Other than that, as anybody who knows me will tell you, my track record for reading the tea leaves on timing of Oracle announcements is just atrocious. Take it for what it's worth.
In a similar vein, what kind of news do you anticipate coming out of the conference?
I think you'll see a couple of new product releases, including by Oracle partners, including one that I know that I'm rolling one out of Collaborate.
Oh, can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about it. We'll be rolling it out on a conditional release, and it is an ADF based tool that allows users to build and run ad hoc reporting, build BI dashboards, do BI reporting. The idea behind it is that we want to enhance the Oracle BI and BI Publisher products, not compete, but enhance. It's kind of like BASF. We don't make the jet, we make the jet better. That it's that kind of thing. And it is entirely built on Oracle's ADF Essentials product. And as far as I know, this is one of the first big commercial products to come out on ADF Essentials. We're very excited about it.
What kind of use would it have for an end user?
For an end user, it allows you to build reports with drag and drop and with drop-down lists. There's no coding involved. Same thing with dashboards. You can take those reports and store them. You can and continually run them. You can, with a quick click, you can copy. You can edit a report and save it under a different name. You can copy it, save it under a different name. You can export that report to Excel or to a PDF format or an HTML format or a comma delimited file. To a Word file and no code involved, nothing. It's all drag and drop and pick this drop down list and click here.
Thank you so much for your time today, Floyd. We really enjoyed talking to you.
You know, this has been a hoot. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And for more information, please check out searchoracle.com.